We do also have approved in the United States nivolumab, second line. Nivolumab was approved on the CheckMate 040 study, which was a single-arm phase I and then expansion cohort of over 100 patients who had progressed on sorafenib. And this drug was approved because the response rate was about 15%, but if you responded, the duration of response was about 16 months, a very long period of time. We are waiting for randomized data in the frontline setting to tell us if in the broader population this does improve survival. But certainly in my management of patients, I try to get patients both drugs at this point. And what we need to start doing, again, is not only getting patients appropriately earlier in the line of frontline, but now that we have second-line agents and multiple options, we can't just wait until a patient becomes symptomatic on frontline. There used to be a time if we didn't have things to offer patient at progression on sorafenib, we would just continue sorafenib until clinical progression. You know, they get decompensated, they have pain. I think at this time, we need to actively manage patients a little closer, image them regularly, and when they have radiographic progression, then triage them to either nivolumab or regorafenib, or, as we'll see in the near future, cabozantinib and ramucirumab.